Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, July 1st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The European Parliament and EU states reached an agreement on the Markets in Crypto Assets, or MiCA, law. Under the law, stablecoins must maintain reserves to meet redemption requests in case of mass withdrawals. The European Securities and Markets Authority will have power to ban or restrict crypto platforms if they do not properly protect investors or threaten financial stability. And firms must disclose energy consumption for digital assets. MiCA does not apply to NFTs. The law is expected to go into effect by early 2024. Niantic will launch its Campfire social network in the coming days with select groups of Pokemon Go players over the summer. The app provides a map for information on nearby in-game events and activities across Niantic titles designed to make it easier to meet up with friends. It also includes group and private messaging features. Samsung launched its Gaming Hub for 2022 smart TVs and monitors. The hub will show HDMI-connected consoles and feature quick access to game streaming apps like GeForce Now, Google Stadia, Utomic, Twitch, and the Xbox TV app. Samsung will also support Amazon Luna in the future. It also supports pass-through controller inputs to let them work across multiple games, apps, and navigating the UI. Twitch announced a guest star feature, which will let stream hosts bring up to 5 guests into a stream. Guests can then be swapped in and out throughout the stream. Hosts can manage guests in Twitch Studio or OBS, while guests just need a Twitch account. The feature will launch as invite only to select users in Twitch's Just Chatting category, with a larger invite beta planned for the fall, before opening to all users by the end of 2022. Instagram began testing turning video posts into reels with select users as a way to simplify and improve the video experience on Instagram. This will keep original video audio, and converted video posts on public accounts can be remixed, although you can disable this in account settings. Meta also began rolling out support to let select US creators post NFTs and digital collectibles to Facebook profiles with support for Ethereum and Polygon blockchains initially. The company began testing NFT integrations on Instagram in May. Google is updating the Chrome Password Manager so that it syncs with Android's Password Manager. There will now be a single page to manage both at passwords.google.com. And Google's Switch to Android app for iOS now works on all Android 12 phones, not just the Pixel. The short video app Triller confidentially filed for an initial public offering with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. This comes after the company ended a proposed $5 billion merger with the video tech company SeaChange earlier this month. Google agreed on a settlement for a lawsuit brought by app developers, which accused the company of using agreements with OEMs to effectively close the app ecosystem on Android and funnel payments through Google Play billing. Google agreed to put $90 million into a fund to support developers who made less than $2 million in annual revenue from 2016 through 2021. The court must still approve the settlement. Ducati announced its first electric motorcycle. The V21L prototype uses a 150-horsepower engine with an 18-kilowatt-hour battery and weighs 225 kilograms. Ducati will be the exclusive bike supplier for the FIM Moto E World Cup racing from 2023 through 2026, and the V21L has enough range for the required 7 laps of MotoGP tracks. The Federal Communications Commission authorized SpaceX's Starlink internet service to provide access to vehicles in motion, including planes, ships, RVs, and commercial trucks. SpaceX already signed deals with Hawaiian Airlines and the charter provider JSX to provide Wi-Fi in flight. Kylansoft, a subsidiary of state-owned China Electronics Corp., formed the Open Kylan Group with 10 other Chinese entities, an open-source community to share code for projects related to the Linux-based Kylan operating system in an effort to fast-track development of a viable OS alternative. Windows holds 85% market share in China. YouTube added features to cut down on comment spam and channel impersonators. Creators can select an increased strictness option in YouTube Studio, which will hold potentially inappropriate comments for review. As of July 29th, YouTube will also not allow channels to hide subscriber counts, often used by impersonators. And finally, Google updated its Gboard keyboard beta with a new layout for foldable displays. This splits the keyboard for better hand access on wider screens, with the G and V keys present on both sides. Gboard will also swap keyboard layouts when going from a cover display to a main foldable display. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.